Peter Gelb's shoehorning of the English National Opera production of Philip Glass's Satyagraha into a Metropolitan Opera schedule already tightly planned by his predecessor, Joseph Volpe, has been his most innovative onstage move thus far. Glass has had an odd previous history at the Met. In 1976, Einstein on the Beach, which he created with Robert Wilson, played there for two performances. But Einstein is not an opera in any conventional sense, and the performances were special Sunday evening rentals, however much the Met cooperated in the presentation. Then in 1992, the Met performed an actual opera it had commissioned from Glass. It was called The Voyage, with a libretto by David Henry Hwang, but this was one of those tired recyclings of Glassian formulas that have afflicted too much, but happily not all, of his work since the mid-1980s. Satyagraha dates from 1980 and was Glass's first opera for traditional forces, including actual opera singers. It is a meditative masterpiece and has been gradually making its way into the world repertory. A series of tableaus depicting the life of Mahatma Gandhi as a young man in South Africa, evolving his philosophy and practice of nonviolent resistance, all in the context of the Bhagavad Gita and Hindu religiosity, it takes the willing listener to a place of contemplative enlightenment rare in operatic annals. The only operas that come close are Wagner's Parsifal and Pfitzner's Palestrina. Gelb's bold initiative says much about his willingness to update the Met and its stodgy image without jettisoning its glorious traditions. Next year we will have John Adams's Dr. Atomic, and Gerard Mortier is apparently giving us the original Wilson staging of Einstein at the New York City Opera. The Satyagraha production by London's Improbable Theatre Company has been widely admired, not least by Glass himself. It has many beauties and many ingenuities, not least its puppets. We seem to be in a period of renewed interest in puppetry, what with Julie Taymor's continued presence and Basil Twist's recent Lincoln Center revival of his version of Stravinsky's Petrushka. Me, I am not so captivated by Twist's manipulations as some people are, but he has his moments. So did the Satyagraha Improbables, even if one sometimes felt that the directors got nervous at Glass's meditations and felt compelled to do something to liven things up. As often as not, they distracted through busy overload. That said, if you have the slightest interest in late 20th century opera and one of the most striking artistic and moral statements of our time, go see Satyagraha at the Met. You will thank Philip Glass and Peter Gelb for the experience. No one quite arouses passions pro and con like Philip Glass. If you want to chime in on his talents or lack thereof, or on my take on those talents, you can post your comments on the Rockwell Matters page at wnyc.org/music. And you can check out my blog, also called Rockwell Matters, at artsjournal.com/rockwell.